Good morning. And welcome to Bethany's Contemporary Service. My name is Pastor Brenda Lewis, and on behalf of myself, Pastor Andrew, Pastor Kathy, Pastor Tim, and Pastor Tim, it is our joy to welcome you this morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hey. I would like to share with you just a couple of brief announcements, not only for our worship time together, but also in the life of Bethany. We have the opportunity to select which side we would like to participate in worship today. However, when it comes time for us to sing, we are asking that everyone please put on your mask during that time. Also, I want to let you know that come Sunday, September the 12th, we will move to our new fall schedule. This service will move to 9:30 a.m., and then the traditional service will be at 11 a.m. This will also allow us time as we welcome back those members from our chancel choir, and then we will later have our bell choir to join us. So we are excited about what is taking place in regards to worship. So we ask that you put those times on your calendar as we move forward. Also, we want to thank everyone for their continuous support, not only through your service, but also through your financial giving. For those of you who are here today, we have boxes in the rear of the sanctuary where you may place your tithes and offerings today. And for those of you who are joining us online, we invite you to go to our website, or if you have the Church Center app, to make those donations. And so we thank you for that today. We also thank you for your patience as we also continue to transition back into full office hours to be able to serve you. And we thank God for your presence today. So let's join in a word of prayer, and then we're going to stand and we're going to praise God. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for how you continue to bless us, God. We thank you for the opportunity to gather as your sons and daughters and worship, and God, to recognize just how good it is to be in the house of the Lord. Now, God, may your Holy Spirit fall afresh on us here today, and we'll be forever careful to give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Please rise as you are able and join us in worship.
Good morning, Bethany. We're going to stand and worship God, declare the power of Jesus over our lives. Let's do that on today.
You are here.
This chorus.
shout it out. God is mighty for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated, and we will shout it out, shout it out.
Thank you for being so kind to us that you sent Jesus to be our Savior. Please help us show kindness to everyone, and especially to the friends and family who are closest to us. Give us patience and help us choose to be kind with the words and our actions. We love you, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
What it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Worship you. I can only imagine. is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. Amen.
Go to your seats as you are able. How many of you have taken time lately to imagine what it would be like to stand in God's glory, to imagine what it would be like on the other side of all of this uncertainty, to imagine what life could be like? Thank you so much, Praise Band, for sharing that with us this morning. Well, church, welcome to week 4 of our sermon series, Navigating Uncertainty. We have had the opportunity through the leading of Pastor Andrew to look at certain things, if you will, as we try to figure out what's going on. And a lot of times when we're in the midst of that, we miss other things, if you will. He stopped and he shared with us right out of the gate that we need to be mindful of the things that we allow to come within our spirit. The things that may not be of God, the things that can easily distract us from what the Lord would have us to do. And we had a great example when he shared with us the conversation between Jesus and Peter, when Jesus said to him, "I will be leaving you." And Peter said, "Oh no, God, oh no, Lord, that's not going to happen." And Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." Because he knew that Peter knew who he was and the assignment that he was sent on. But sometimes those who are closest to us are used by the enemy to get to us. Amen? During week 2, he reminded us about the challenges of borrowing from yesterday's drama, of picking up someone else's issue, and somehow we make it our own issue, and then we go on this journey that we're not even sure how we got there. As a matter of fact, we almost claim it as our own story and take ownership and dare others to try and change anything about it. And not only that, but we go and we are bold enough to say what not only should they have done yesterday with the issue and what they need to do today, but also what they need to do tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And yet, Lord have mercy, if they only stopped and looked in their own mirror. They still trying to figure out what happened between 8 o'clock and 12 o'clock that they seem to have not gotten anything done that was on their list. He also shared with us that we need not be concerned about the things of this world, because the Lord, who was able to provide for the birds and the air, the flowers and the field, is also the same God who is able to provide for us. When we turn to the Gospel of Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 25th through the 34th verses, he shared with us how it was more important for us to seek the kingdom of God above everything else, and everything else that we need will be there. We were also reminded on last Sunday to not get it twisted. When we have the Lord with us and we're able to use the gifts and the things that God have given us, You know, the night before we tarried about, I'm not too sure. I know God provided this for me, but I'm not sure if this is the time for me to use it. And yet my word says that God is with us always. And after God has helped us to use our gifts and to realize that God's word is true today, just as it was on yesterday and will be forevermore, and yet we make the story all about us. We want to say about what all we did, how we won this battle. And the truth be told, it wasn't about that. It was about God's bigger plan that he has for each and every one of us. And when it came to preparing for today's message in God's hands, God placed in my spirit two songs. The one you just heard, I Can Only Imagine. Because I believe that we get so bogged down with all of the challenges that we stop and we do some of the things that we used to do when we were children. For myself, I used to imagine myself being a school teacher. And we see God had different plans for that one. I remember as a young girl in church, there were two songs that were taught to me that caused me to sit and imagine. The first one was, Jesus Loves Me. Yes, I know. And I imagine as Jesus, with all of my stuff, still had room to love even me. We see pictures of children coming and gathering around Jesus to help with the illustration of that song. The other image that I hold in my memory even to this day is also the song and the words, He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. But I would dare say that, unfortunately, through commercials, most folks will connect with the Allstate commercial. You're in good hands with Allstate. Or not with Allstate, but maybe it's the Nationwide saying that we'll be there. We'll be on your side. And that's good for selling insurance. However, that's not good when we're navigating these uncertainties that continue to face us. And yet, as I looked at the scripture from the Old Testament, coming from the book of Job, the 12th chapter, the 10th verse, it says, for the life of every living thing is in his hand, in the breath of every human being. The person who penned the words to the song, He's Got the Whole World in His Hands, did it based on this particular scripture from out of Job's story as we know it, because Job was in the middle of a mess. Today, as we continue to examine what it means to be in God's hands, we also have the opportunity, if you will, to understand that there is an important piece to being in God's hands. One, it requires us to be like Job. And there are some people who say, I don't want to be like Job. He went through too much. He lost too much. He suffered too much. And yet, We are blessed today to have the words of Job from the Old Testament of what it means to love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, and all your soul as he was being tested with the permission of God to show that no matter what comes, what goes, he still loved God and he refused to curse God even at the urging of his wife. For Job had put his all in all in the hands of God. For Job believed that his faith was enough. Enough to not only sustain him during the good times when he had all of the wealth, all of the belongings, all of his family, but when those things were taken from him, he still relied on his faith in God. Borrowing from songwriter Jonathan McReynolds, who was doing a mini concert over Zoom when he had hit day 365 of COVID. Having not performed in person in front of a live audience, he said that, I think, and I quote, I think it is in times like these where your faith is really important. This is where the rubber hits the road. Christianity is not a box to be checked or something cool to put on your Facebook page or on a t-shirt, but it is learning to see God, to seek God, and to trust God. No matter what is going on. End of quote. And I believe that that was demonstrated through Job and his experience, because he wanted to see God when life was all over and he sought God in the midst of what was going on. But better than that, he was able to trust God. I imagine seeing Job's parents, like we see a bride coming down the aisle and her father or relative walks them down, and when they get to the front of the church and they take the hand of the young woman out of their hands and they place it in the hand of the one who's been standing waiting for her in the front of the aisle. It's like, I now wield my responsibility, and I'm now trusting you, you husband, I'm trusting you to now take care of my loved one. I'm placing their hand, their life in your hands. For our faith is not based on what it is that we see, but it is based on the things that are hoped for. For we know out of Hebrews that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I believe that Job understood three things. And the first is who God is. For God is the one who created all things. If we go all the way back to the book of Genesis, God is the one who created heaven and earth. God is the one who set the stars in the sky. God is the one who created every little creepy thing. And I don't like them all. I'm just going to be honest. I don't. But he created them all. But God also created us. God is the one who breathed into us. And I pray that you understand God is the one who created you and I. Job also understood what it meant to allow the Lord to be his all and all. For God is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. God is the one who knows the plans that he has for each of us. He also knows all of our needs as well as our shortcomings. God knows our pain. He knows our sorrows. And some may say, well, how do you know that, Pastor? And I would say to you that the Lord gave me a second song to share with you today. As I share with you how I know that God can be your all in all. For in 1979, my family and I had experienced a season that we had never experienced before.
God is.
For my dad, like myself, was one of five children. He had two brothers and two sisters. If we can just bring that down just a little bit more, Eric, I'd appreciate it. In February of 1979, his baby sister died of a heart attack. In April of 1979, his oldest brother died of a massive heart attack. His baby sister, who had died in February, youngest son, died of a heart attack in June of 1979. In August of 1979, my father had a heart attack. Every 2 months, things were happening and we didn't understand. I was still young in my journey, but Reverend James Cleveland and the Southern California Community Choir recorded this song, God Is. And as I reached back to remember that God had the whole world in his hands, it was then that I also realized that God is still going to be my all in all. In October of 1979, my father's youngest brother died from a heart attack. By the time December and Christmas rolled around, we were holding our breath. We did not know what would happen. I'm here as a witness to say that God was with us. God is with me. And God is with you. I know this past year has been hard. And I was reminded of 1979 when one of my extended family members called me and said, I need your help. My youngest brother has died. And I just said, God, what would you have me to say? What would you have me to do? And God reminded me, if I just put it all in his hands, that he's able to give me the words to say. He's able to be her all in all if I would just share it with her. I listened to this song so many times, and the more I thought I didn't need to include this song, the more the Lord pressed on me, you need to share this song, because somebody needs to be encouraged today. Someone needs to know they're not walking alone. Someone needs to know that there is someone who is able to be there all in all. Someone needs to know that they can begin to imagine again what life will not continue to be filled with pain and sorrow. The question is, are you willing to trust him? Are you willing to open your hands and your heart to receive him? To know that when you allow God to be your all in all, he'll give you what you need. No, it's not going to be a rose garden. Don't get it twisted. No, it's not always going to be easy, but God is our refuge and our strength. God is our all in all. If we're willing to accept his son Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, if we're willing to stand on his faith that we quote from Hebrews, the faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There's been a lot of things that God has revealed to me, and sometimes he had to take me back to remind me it's not all about me, but it's all about God. But more than that, God can be the navigator of all uncertainty. If you're willing to put your hands in God's hands, my question to you today, church, is, are you willing to allow God to be your all in all and put your hand in God's hands? Amen? Amen and amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you today. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you, God, for this is your world and everything that is in it belongs and was formed by you. The very breath that we breathe, God, comes from you. So we thank you today, God. We thank you, God, for the word that has been preached before today and the word that has been rendered today, God, to help us to understand there's going to be uncertainty in life. But you've left us with your word through scripture, your example through your son and those whom you chose for such a time as this. For God, we know that all things work together for good for those who love you and who are called according to your purpose. But greater than that, God, we know that there is nothing that can separate us from your love, be it life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor demons, fears of yesterday or today's, the power of hell. Nothing can separate us from your love, God, if we but trust you and allow you to place us in your hands. God bless these, your people, as they go forth from this place, but never from your presence. And we ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Please rise as you're able for our final closing selection of praise.
There's nothing I hold on to. There's nothing I hold on to.
There's nothing that I hold on to that I can't give it over to God and place it in His hands. As we leave this place, but never from God's presence, may we not forget to take time out to just stand and imagine what it would be like being God's presence, to thank God, to praise God, to imagine God being with us. Now to the one who is able to keep us from falling, who is able to present us faultless before the throne of grace, be majesty, dominion, love, and God's mercy and power. For Jesus made it all possible for us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said amen.
Amen.
And amen. God bless you. And go in peace. Amen.